communion service. Just a short notice, next Saturday, 28th of January, is film club in room 3 at 2 p.m. Apparently the film is Fisherman's Friends, which is a good film based in Cornwall. So if you're free and would like to watch a film that Saturday, this coming Saturday at room 3, 2 o'clock. Now, I have a far more important announcement to make. We have a special birthday today. Chris Hawkyard is 80 today. So very happy birthday, Chris, from us all. We'll have the opportunity to sing happy birthday to Chris after the service, when apparently there's birthday cake in the foyer. And of course, we're all looking forward to an excellent birthday lunch after the service in honour of Chris's birthday. So thank you to Mandy and everybody who's prepared food for our lunch. Mandy has arranged lunch and everything today as a thank you for all the help and support she and Chris have received from you all, which she and Chris appreciate very much and are very grateful for you. So happy birthday again, Chris, and look forward to celebrating more after the service. So it gives me great pleasure now to invite Ros to lead us the service of communion. Thank you, Ros.
Good morning. And it is good that we can be together this morning and share in our covenant service and share around the feast of the Lord's table together. Let's keep a few moments of quiet. And as the covenant that we have, that we join in with God, we remember that it is all through God's divine love that we are invited into this relationship with him. So we sing together, Love Divine.
Mix in a snow.
And so let us pray. And when I say, blessed be God forever, would you repeat, blessed be God forever. Glory to the Father, the God of love, who created us, who continually preserves and sustains us, who has loved us with an everlasting love and given us the light of the knowledge of his glory in the face of Jesus Christ. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. Glory to Jesus Christ, our Saviour, who, though he was rich, yet for our sake became poor and was tested in every way as we are, yet without sin, who proclaimed the good news of the kingdom and was obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross, who was raised from the dead and is alive forever and has opened the kingdom of heaven to all who trust in him, who is seated at God's right hand in glory and will come to be our judge. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. Glory to the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, by whom we are born into the family of God and made members of the body of Christ, whose witness confirms us, whose wisdom teaches us, whose power enables us, who will do for us more than we can ask or think. Blessed be God forever. Blessed be God forever. To the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be praise and glory forever. Amen. God of grace, through the mediation of your Son, you call us into a new covenant. Help us, therefore, to draw near with faith and join ourselves in a perpetual covenant with you through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And we pray a blessing over the offering. We know, Lord, that all that we have and all that we are comes from you. We thank you for the riches with which you bless us. And this morning we offer to you those cash gifts and those gifts sent via the internet. But with them we also offer you our lives. We pray that you will use all to further your kingdom and bring glory to your name. Amen. And now Stuart will bring to us our reading this morning. Thank you.
The reading is from Romans chapter 12, the first two verses. Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Thanks be to God.
Thank you, Stuart. And now let us pray. Actually, there's some. Do you want to come in? Yes, come in. And so let us pray. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Well, the rather short passage that Stuart just read for us is one of several set passages for this particular service, the covenant service. The passage is from Romans, as we heard. I wonder what you picture when you hear or heard the beginning of that reading, where it said, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Any mental images come into your mind? Any? Sorry? The way that you live your life. Yeah, that's your sort of mental image of that part. Thank you. Any others? No? Well, we might come back to that in a little while. Oh, so look after your bodies as a temple, so that you can use your gifts and talents for God. Thank you. So you make sacrifices, maybe, in not doing things that you might otherwise want to do. Okay. So maybe not taking drugs and things like that. Okay. Thank you. Don't abuse your body. Okay. Thank you. So your sacrifice is stepping out of your comfort zone in order to spread the gospel, places that you may not necessarily want. You might put yourself in physical danger or mental danger, yeah, or be outside your comfort zone in order to serve God. Thank you. Any others? Okay. Thank you for those. Well, when I was reading around this passage, I came across an illustration, which you may find helpful or not. It involves singing the song Hokey Cokey. Anybody know that one? Yeah? Actually, is there anybody down at the front who might like to, because we're going to sing it in a minute, part of it. Anybody down at the back or anybody anywhere else who might like to come out and lead us in? We're going to do one verse. We're going to sing one verse, I think unaccompanied, John. And we're going to just put our right arm in. Anybody want to come and lead it in the back there? No, you can bring mums and dads or... No? Okay. Anybody else? Oh, I thought Judy might, because we sing this at toddlers, but she's disappeared. Oh, you're going to come. Thank you, Stuart. Oh, this is one of the things you do when you're leading walks in the evening and whatever. Too old-fashioned to do hokey-cokey and dancing in the evenings.
Our guests these days are far too sophisticated.
Oh, I'm sorry, everybody.
That's what we're told from
modern people are too sophisticated for dancing in the evening. So this is an opportunity for you to dance your favourite dance, then. Well, I'm worried that I've insulted everybody now by asking you to sing it. It's a compliment. Okay. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Thank you, Jonathan. Oh, there's a few people coming. Come on, well done, Stuart. You could get people coming down. Come on. We all need to sing, though. We all need to sing and wave our arm from where we're sitting. No. Just the right arm one. Yeah. Well, off you start. Yes, off you go. Tom, in. In, out, in, out. Shake it all about. You do the hokey-cokey and you turn around. That's what it's all about. Oh, the hokey cokey. Oh, the okey cokey. Oh, the okey cokey. Knees bend, arms stretch. Oh, well, don't go anywhere. Well, I need you again in a moment, so... So there we are. We put our right arm in and our right arm out. We shook it all about. So, but what does the last verse say, anybody? Old self in. Okay, come out then. Oh, some more people. Well done. And we all sing, right? You put your whole self in, your whole self out, in, out, you shake it all about. You do the hokey cokey and you turn around, that's what it's all about. Whoa! Whoa, the okey cokey. Oh, the okey cokey. Knees bend, arms stretch. Thank you. Well, the not so helpful part of that song, certainly for me at the time, was once I'd thought about it, I had to try and write the rest of the sermon and the rest of the service with that song going through my mind. So you may be having the same problem at the moment. But it's a good one to think about, isn't it? It's a really brilliant way, I think, of looking at what Paul is talking about here. Because it illustrates that commitment to God needs to be all of us, all of the time. That worship is all of us, all of the time. Not just here on a Sunday for an hour or midweek, or when we're doing something in this building, but always, everywhere, at home, in the shop, on the road, at the golf club, the swimming pool, on holiday, at work, with friends, with family, with those we find difficult. All of this is worship. And this is what we are committed to when we give our lives to Christ. This is the commitment that we remind ourselves of and renew during this service. So it's not just our left leg or right arm. We put our whole selves in. And guess what? We don't take it out again. It's not in, out, and shake it all about. It's in our whole selves. The worship that God desires is the worship of our whole lives, freely given to God's will and purposes. This is what Paul is talking about. This is our living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is our true and proper worship, nothing less. So when we come to worship, we don't come to see what we can get out of it. We come to offer ourselves to God, to see what we can give to worship, to see what we can bring. Our giving in and at worship isn't only our cash. You may have noticed that usually when I bless the offering, I bless the money gifts, and then I add something along the lines of, accept these gifts together with our lives, to the furtherance of your glory. We offer ourselves in view of God's mercy to us. And through giving ourselves wholeheartedly to God, God can then transform us by the renewing of our minds. We can become the new creations. We can become who in Christ we are able to be by offering our whole selves, and allowing God to change us and mould us into the likeness of Christ. transforming us by God's Spirit within us. The traditional hymn puts it, and you might want to join in, trust and obey. Do you know that one? Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus than to trust and obey. Not no half measures. When we make our covenant promise, we are offering ourselves anew, wholeheartedly, to God's will. And that isn't an easy thing for most of us to do. We live in a culture that prides itself on independence. That is one of the patterns of this world and time in which we live. But Paul says here, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And then he goes on to say, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. Then we will be close enough to God to be transformed so that our minds think and work more like God's, so that we see with God's eyes and we feel with God's heart. So we make our total commitment to God. But the amazing thing about the covenant that we renew today is that God is equally committed to us. The covenant was God's idea in the first place, firstly with the children of Israel, and then through Jesus to all people. The words of the covenant service make this clear. God is committed to us. God will never break this covenant with us. And such is God's commitment that he came in Jesus, died willingly for us, so that we could come into relationship with him. God couldn't be more committed to us, to you, to me, to humankind. This is a commitment of divine love, never-ending, eternal love. It's not a relationship where we should or ought, or that God should or ought, but a relationship of love. Not a tick box of hard demands on us, but an offering of wholeness and healing love. So what about you and me? What is our commitment to God today? Yours, mine, ours together. And what do we want it to be? What will you mean, what will I mean, when we say the covenant prayer together in a few moments? Are you willing to put your whole self in, or only a part? Amen. So God made a covenant with the people of Israel, calling them to be a holy nation, chosen to bear witness to his steadfast love by finding delight in the law. The covenant was renewed in Jesus Christ our Lord, in his life, work, death, and resurrection. In him all people may be set free from sin and its power and united in love and obedience. In this covenant, God promises us a new life in Christ. For our part, we promise to live no longer for ourselves, but for God. We meet, therefore, as generations have met before us, to renew the covenant which bound them and binds us to God. Let us then seek forgiveness for the sin by which we have denied God's claim upon us. Let us pray. God of mercy, hear us as we confess our sins. For the sin that has made us slow to learn from Christ, reluctant to follow him, and afraid to bear the cross. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. For the sin that has caused the poverty of our worship, the formality and selfishness of our prayers, our neglect of fellowship and the means of grace, and our hesitating witness for Christ. Lord, have mercy. For the sin that has led us to misuse your gifts, evade our responsibilities, and fail to be good stewards of your creation. Lord, have mercy. For the sin that has made us unwilling to overcome evil with good, tolerant of injustice, quick to condemn, and selfish in sharing your love with others. Lord, have mercy. Lord, forgive. Have mercy on me, O God, in your constant love, in the fullness of your mercy. Blot out my offences, wash away all my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Give me the joy of your help again, and strengthen me with a willing spirit. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Therefore, to all who truly repent, this is his gracious word. Your sins are forgiven. Amen. Thanks be to God. Please stand or sit if you feel more comfortable. Sisters and brothers in Christ, let us again accept our place within this covenant, which God has made with us and with all who are called to be Christ's disciples. This means that by the help of the Holy Spirit, we accept God's purpose for us and the call to love and serve God in all our life and work. Christ has many services to be done. Some are easy, others are difficult. Some bring honour, others bring reproach. Some are suitable to our natural inclinations and material interests. Others are contrary to both. In some we may please Christ and please ourselves. In others we cannot please Christ except by denying ourselves. Yet the power to do all these things is given to us in Christ, who strengthens us. Therefore, let us make this covenant of God our own. Let us give ourselves to him, trusting in his promises and relying on his grace. Eternal God, in your faithful and enduring love, you call us to share in your gracious covenant in Jesus Christ. In obedience, we hear and accept your commands. In love, we seek to do your perfect will. With joy, we offer ourselves anew to you. We are no longer our own, but yours. I am no longer my own, but yours. Your will, not mine, be done in all things, wherever you may place me, in all that I do, and in all that I may endure, when there is work for me, and when there is none, when I am troubled, and when I am at peace. Your will be done when I am valued, and when I am disregarded, when I find fulfillment, and when it is lacking, when I have all things, and when I have nothing. I willingly offer all I have and am to serve you as and where you choose. Glorious and blessed God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, you are mine and I am yours. May it be so forever. Let this covenant now made on earth be fulfilled in heaven. Amen. And now I invite you to sit and spend a few moments reflecting on the words that we have just said. And we continue in prayer. As we have entered this covenant not for ourselves alone, but as God's servants and witnesses, let us pray for the church and for the world. Loving God, hear us as we pray for your holy Catholic Church. Make us all one, that the world may believe. Inspire and lead all who govern and hold authority in the nations of the world. Establish justice and peace among all people. Have compassion on all who suffer from any sickness, grief, or trouble. Deliver them from their distress. We praise you for all your saints who have entered your eternal glory. Bring us all to share in your heavenly kingdom. And let us pray in silence for our own needs and for the needs of others, remembering particularly today Ison and Carol. Holding before you, Lord, our government and parliament, the unrest that there is in the country at the moment, the situation in Ukraine and other areas of the world where there is trouble and war. And holding before you, Lord, this church, as we seek to follow Christ in this place and this community. Lord our God, you have helped us by your grace to make these prayers, and you have promised through Christ our Lord that when two or three agree in his name, you will grant what they ask. Answer now your servants' prayers according to their needs. In this world, grant that we may truly know you, and in the world to come, graciously give us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And so please stand as you are able for the peace. And we will give the wave of peace. The Lord has made an everlasting covenant of peace with his people. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also
with you. Let us greet each other with the wave of peace. And we sing together our communion hymn, God, whose love is all around us. And please sit or stand as you feel most comfortable as we come to the great prayer of thanksgiving. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. God, our Father, fountain of goodness, creator of all that is, you have made us in your own image. You have given us life and reason and love for one another, setting in our hearts a hunger for you. In darkness, you are our light. In adversity and temptation, our strength. You bear patiently with our folly and sin, granting us your law to guide us and your prophets to renew our faith. In the fullness of time, you came to us in love and mercy in Jesus Christ, your living word, full of grace and truth. He lived among us, declaring your forgiveness and revealing your wisdom in works of mercy and in his word of power. For us, he suffered and died upon the cross, by death destroying death. You raised him from the dead and exalted him to your right hand on high. Through him you sent your Holy Spirit to be the life and light of your people, gathered together in every time and place to glorify your name. With them and all the company of heaven, we join in the unending hymn of praise. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Holy God, pour out your Spirit, that these gifts of bread and wine may be for us the body and blood of Christ, who on the night in which he was betrayed, took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this and eat it. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant poured out for you and for many, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And so, Lord, we obey his command with this bread and this cup, by which we recall his death and resurrection, the source of our life and salvation. Grant that we, who share in this holy sacrament, may be united by your Spirit and grow into perfect love. Bring us with those who have done your will in every age into the light of your presence and the joy of your kingdom. Through Christ, with Christ, in Christ, in the power of the Holy Spirit, we worship you in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing and honour and glory and power be yours forever and ever. Amen. As our Saviour taught his disciples, we pray. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The things of God for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord. Glory to God the Father. Please be seated. In a moment, we will come forward for communion. We'll do as we have been doing recently, whereby people sort of come down the middle. I'll be in the middle and the stewards will be on either side and then go round. As I say each time, if it goes wrong, that's fine. But we'll see how we go with that. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Those who come to me shall not hunger, and those who believe in me shall never thirst." Please come as you are directed. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Amen. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ, keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. And the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life. And the body of Christ keep you in eternal life. The body of Christ keep you in eternal life. body of Christ keep you in eternal life, John. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life, Margaret. Body of Christ keep you in eternal life, John. The body of Christ keep me in eternal life. Amen. Let us pray together. Faithful God, with these holy gifts, you have fed and strengthened us in Jesus Christ, your Son. Guide us on our way, that with all your faithful people, we may come to share the feast of your eternal kingdom. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. In a moment, we will sing our final hymn together this morning, and after the blessing, if you then sit down again, take your seats again, as I think we then have a cake ceremony to celebrate Chris's birthday. We sing together, Be Thou My Vision. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon us and remain with us forever. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen. So please be seated. You did well. So I invite Chris. Would you like to say anything, Chris? Do you want to come up to the microphone if you'd like to?
Taken aback really by all this, well, I was going to say attention or fuss even, but as you know, I'm not one for seeking the limelight, and so I thank you so very, very much for everything you've done for me in the past, and particularly the people who've enabled this celebration to happen today. You'll notice that the cake is green with a ship on it, and this is the pilgrim ship, the pilgrims who set off from Plymouth to go to the New World way back when. And it's also the sign that Plymouth Argyle use, the pilgrims, and the team plays in green, so... I've had a lot of presents recently with pictures of green pictures and pictures of Plymouth Argyle. So Sally has kindly made one, which I'm very impressed with. It seems a shame to cut it up, really. Anyway, thank you very much, Sally, and thank you for all those who've worked to make our lunch today.
Usually, of course, I wouldn't allow any football emblem in here other than Liverpool, as you know. But since even Plymouth Argyle would probably beat Liverpool at the moment, that's that's no problem. Would you like to cut the cake out of the way? Leave the rest. Give him another clap. Well done, Chris. Chris, before you go back, we need to sing to you. Determined to embarrass you. No. I think John is going to play for us, aren't you? So we sing Happy Birthday to you.